Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to A Team of Voices Radio, A Team of Voices, a group located on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry site in the world. And we'd like to say thank you to Kevin and his crew for all they do to this set up and running and giving us a place to read and share our poetry. And thank you to Deborah Lee for running the group and the blog talk page so we can share live. All poetry is free to join. So if you join and you want to take part in the show, come knock on our door. Again, A Team of Voices is the group's name. And you can call in, drop some poems, and share your words. Tonight, I have, I think, the first time ever that I've done a collab show. My co-host, or I'm his co-host, we're each other's co-hosts. I don't know. Hey, Rack. How's it going?
I don't care about billing. How you doing?
The top billing. We're both the top billing, I think. I'm doing good. I'm very excited.
Draw. That's cool.
No. We are doing a little thing. We were trying to figure out a game to play that everybody can participate. And we thought, scavenger hunt. And, you know, Rack is pretty witty when it comes to wordplay. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna put Rack where he really shines. And then I got into it, too. So we had a couple phrases that we gave out to people, and they had to pull from their creative wells and go scavenge hunt down their all poetry pages to find us some pre-written poetry. I think two people think I wrote new poems, which is okay, too, so that's exciting. We do have Pretty Bird here with us. Hi, Pretty Bird.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I am pretty good today. I'm excited about it.
Good, I'm
so
excited
nobody call in so I can keep these ladies to myself.
So how long can we keep you for?
45 minutes, an hour.
Okay.
Come here for a little bit, just not the whole two.
Well, I won't be selfish. I'll give you up after. Did you guys like the opening music?
Yeah, I like, yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Bush,
it?
Thank you. I could not think of that name that was driving me nuts. Sorry for my brain lag.
Yeah. Just look on the board. You might get a little chuckle. So Bush is a frontman. Gavin Rossdale wrote Glycerine about his relationship with his girlfriend at the time, a model named Jasmine Lewis, who was credited as a backup vocalist on the 16 Stone album. Rossdale dated her for about 5 years before their breakup, which was exacerbated by the busy schedule that kept them apart. Gavin's next relationship with Gwen Stefani, whom he met when her band No Doubt was opening for Bush on a 16 Stone tour. They married in 2002. Of course, they're broken up now. Glycerine is a chemical used in perfumes and medicines and also to preserve food. The title came from the explosive application of glycerine and subsidized stabilized nitro. A little bit about the song. So I hope you guys enjoy. And we have a ton of poetry tonight. We've got lots of SoundClouds. I'm very excited. It was a hit. I think we've got one in our reserve. If Sweet does call, we do have one for her. And then if she takes it, we're out of prompts. And Rack and I are going to have to think on the fly because people took all of them, Rack. I think I actually need one more. No, I made two more, and they're still all gone. So, I'm excited. What I'm going to do, Pretty Bird, if this is okay, I'm going to drop some of our SoundCloud. That way I can drop yours if other people call in. That way I can get you a couple.
That's fine.
Not Rack and I, our comments aren't, you know, good. But maybe get you one more. So, we're going to start with Naomi. All right, so I'm going to drop Naomi. And Rax, you're co-hosting, so you gotta jump in where I'm co-hosting you. You just gotta, you gotta jump in at any time.
No problem.
All right, I dropped Naomi on the board, and she gave us a SoundCloud. Oh, and her, what she had to scavenger hunt for was glow in the dark, and I thought that one was going to be a bit of a hard one, but she did a brilliant job, so we're going to do it.
A bony affair. I swallowed your skeletal smile in one giant gulp, sucking out the marrow like soft, mushy marshmallow. Use the piece of your spine to dig out your name still stuck in my teeth. Snapped most of your frame into sweet peanut brittle. Wore the rest of your bones like jewelry in my ears and pins in my hair until the rattle and shake, tremble and quake of you calcified slowly. And you, does the blood you splattered from my slip open heart still glow in the dark upon your bedroom wall? Can you still feel my bones under your sheets? How many times have you tried to wash them clean?
Excellent, excellent.
And spooky season has begun.
Really,
like
really like this one.
Oh, did you say, Rack? I can't hear anything. You guys sound really soft. My apologies for talking over you. I'm going to shut my mouth.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. It's okay.
Oh,
I was going to let Rack come in first. I've kind of monopolized all the talking so far, so I'm giving Rack. You got center stage, Rack. What do you think?
There's the pie you were looking for, pretty bird. I like this. I don't know if you were thinking of it, but you know the first thing that struck me, the little blurb that we gave as an example about the bones, worked its way into this as well. So I coincidental or not, I like that for adding to the impact of it. I thought I really enjoyed it. I don't know much more that I could say about it. It was lovely rhyme scheme. I really enjoyed it. And I'd be chicken all over myself.
Yeah.
A lot.
I agree, because when we were talking about Glow in the Dark, we were thinking, well, anybody who wrote for my Radium Girl contest would have a poem. So we were talking about bones and glowing. So it is kind of cool that she brought that in there. You know, not in the same context, but still bringing in the bones without even knowing it. This was, like, really raw. I really enjoyed it. I was getting, like, at some points I was getting, Texas Chainsaw, you know, what's that guy's name? Like, that,
Leatherface?
Yeah, but the guy, but the actual serial killer. And it was based on.
Oh, that he was based,
like,
that he was based on.
Yeah, it starts with a D, and I can't think of it now.
Jermaine Gacy? Was it Jermaine Gacy? No,
it wasn't. I'm gonna when the pretty bird is commenting, I'll figure out what it is. But it, you know, when he used to make like furniture bones and things like that, but when she didn't spare those details, which I really like. You know, if you used a piece of your spine to dig out your name, still stuck in my teeth. I mean, there was just such vivid and wonderful and dark images in this. I really enjoyed it. I did listen to the audio earlier today, and it's just as powerful now, listening to it the first time. The roar, the of your bones like jewelry in my ears, the pins in my hair, until the rattle, shake, tremble, and quake of calcified slowly. I mean, that's poetry. That is brilliant metaphor. I really thought she blew this one out of the water. It is almost visceral the way that she puts this, relationship and this bit of, as she said, affair into perspective when it comes to a skeleton or how we wear other people in a sense or in a way, in a very dark way. Can you still feel my bones under your sheets? How many times have you tried to wash them clean? And even that in itself, like how many times try to let go of people, but they're still in our marrow, so to speak. I thought this was quite brilliant. Pretty Bird. What do you think?
First, I loved the read. It was kind of slow and had a very double toil and trouble kind of feel for it. Like I can see a cauldron because, I'm all about, spooky season. And it's just, I swallowed your skeletal smile in one giant gulp. That is very visual and very visceral. And how many times in just a few sharp words or gentle words that kind of dig and flay anyway, and you could have been in the best mood and then gone, and then to go further and basically suck the life juice out of it all is amazing. I love that second verse with the one that you mentioned, that used a piece of your spine to dig out your name, so stuck in my teeth, like, well, I chewed you up, am I to shat you out, but it is PG-13 now. Because I already said it, so I cannot be trusted. And so I'm just get the rest out of it. So stuck in my craw. I really just love that. But because it is all skeletons, and because my mind went witch's cauldron, I didn't go full on bloody, corpse like bones until this little gem of deliciousness and you. Does the blood you spattered from my slit open heart still glow in the dark upon your bedroom walls? Because dang. Because you know what? How many times have we been verbally eviscerated? How many times we put ourselves in a situation hoping for the best and things don't change? Or they change a little bit, but because we are now compromised, we feel even worse. And sometimes we don't even notice. And there we are, bits and pieces of bloody mess everywhere. And they're going by like, well, you did that to yourself. I don't know how you got that way. And so I really just love how these are snapshots of the gruesome truth of a relationship. Obviously gone awry. It's very relatable and very much Hello October, which I am fully digging.
Yes, excellent. Hey, Naomi, I know she's got the link now. Did miss Bracken and I's comments, but of course you can listen to the playback when we're done to hear ours as well. That was a brilliant piece, and thank you so much for giving me the SoundCloud as well, because it is nothing is quite good as poetry in one's own voice. So thank you so much again for bringing that. And excellent, dark metaphor. Brilliant, brilliant done. All right. You guys want another one?
Yes, please.
Of course you do. All right. We are going to do, I have so many SoundClouds. I'm really excited. The world is being over by SoundCloud. This one is Soul.
I was going to ask if we had one for Trick or Treat.
We did, that was kind of.
Yes,
that,
yes you do.
We do, but we're still waiting for permission. So it's dependent. So we'll see about that one. But this is Laughing Soul got Rhyme Me a Treasure. And I thought it sounded a lot like Find Me a Treasure, but Rhyme Me a Treasure. So I thought it was kind of clever. No one's laughing.
Clever treasure.
guys are hurting my ego. All right, here's Laughing Soul by Rhyme Me a Treasure.
My Mittu, a poem by Laughing Soul. I had a parrot, his name was Mittu. He was a rogue, I'm telling you. Very smartly, he picked words theory. Slangs you'd use very, very rarely. And when the neighbor's cat slyly approached him, he'd cause a havoc, calling her a witch in the most hilarious din. I had a beautiful cage for this little limp frisky, but to his fancy, he'd perch on Dad's whiskey. I wonder if it was liquor or the model on the cover, exhibiting his flamboyant plumage in the most crazy poses, Mittu would dance like the finest showstopper. I vouch you'd never seen a more horny lover. One sunny noon, I guess he found his mate. No, not a parakeet, but an ebony black coal was his bait. And off he flew with her on his first ever date. Well, my parrot was wise to marry a singer. I'm sure they formed a band called Ringo. Didn't I tell you this at the start? My Mittu was a rogue, but with a lovesome heart. End poem.
Oh my gosh, I love this. You have no idea. Rack, what do you think?
Yeah, she did an amazing job with the birds and the idea. She kind of tied Poe into it with the blackbird, and the interplay between the bunch was fantastic. I really enjoyed the hints and the nighttime skulking that, you know, sometimes we personify our animals like that, and, you know, we wonder what they do at night, and we wonder what they think, and she brought it to life really well.
I agree. I really love that SoundCloud. I love, you know, when people, there's music can be elevated piece, definitely, or it can overwhelm, you know, you're going to watch the volume. That was just perfect volume. It made it feel a little frisky, a little fun, a little fresh. I really, really enjoyed it. So great job with the theatrics. The storytelling in this was phenomenal. I loved the rhyme. I loved the humor. I love funny, witty. I admire wit and humor so much. You know, slyly approached him. He caused a half, calling her a witch in the most hilarious din. And then frisky, and then down at the bottom where you talk about how you think they started a band named Ringo. I mean, like, this is so, so creative and fun and lighthearted. It just, you cannot help but smile while listening to this or while reading this. And I really think you blew this one out of the water. And, you know, you wrote it a month ago, so I'm so glad that you got this prompt and I got to share this with us, because this was just so great. Not a parakeet. I really, really enjoyed it. I never seen a movie, but there's like a Disney movie with these parakeets, like these birds, I don't know. Rio, what is Rio? I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but if it's not like this, it would be as good, because this is the best parrot story I've ever heard. It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And it's romantic. So, I mean, you take the parrots out, and it's still this wonderful romantic story. It's just through the eyes of animals. Brilliantly done. Pretty, what do you think?
Oh, I love this. I love how she's got this beautiful cage. He's going to sit right there on the whiskey looking at some stuff, you know, his foul language that he picks up here and there that you rarely say because, you know, he's an imp that way. I absolutely love that spicy little bird that he is. You know? And I love the way she read it exactly like a story, like a bedtime story. I always use bedtime story, maybe probably because I used to love bedtime stories, and I was creepy even as a kid, so I never really was into your standard princess stories. So I kind of liked this. I love the way she read it. I love that she read it with this affection, like, you know, he's a little bit crazy, but he's mine, and I love him. And kind of like, you know, your crazy cousins or that one uncle, you know? And so I absolutely love this, and I love that for all his flamboyance, he's not going to go with an ordinary parakeet. He's got a taste for the goth girl, you know, which is kind of awesome. And so, yeah, I love everything about this. Everything. I love the background music. I love the softness in her voice when she read. I love the feistiness of this bird who has not a care in the world. He is going to be who he is. And, you know, he's going to love who he loves and touch his love. And I love that.
Brilliant. Brilliant comment. And thank you, Laughing Soul. That was really, really wonderful. It was hard. You know, Brack and I were, you know, we put together all the prompts. But then I realized that I was giving them out. So I was like, who do I give this to? I started to realize that I was getting really, like, nervous about whether people were going to, like, if it fit their personality. You know, yours specifically, I thought was going to be perhaps people might find it hard. So I was like, you know, Pretty Bird's always up for a chance, so I'll give her that one. Well, the thing with hers is that you could go either, for me, you could either go, you know, bitter or sweet. And sometimes when you read Pretty, you never really know which way you're going to get. You could get not like bitter, but like more bite not like the bitter as in being bitter, but the more bite versus the more beautiful. You can go either way, and I like that. So really taking it dark, you could have taken it light, and so I was excited. I did drop you because I don't want to make you stay late if people start getting all kind of crazy. So, are you ready? Are you ready? I'll let you pick. Do you want to do one SoundCloud or do you want to read now? You pick.
I can read. It's fine. I mean, it's already up there, so don't worry. I didn't go bitter or sweet because I've got a whole lot of bitter because I'm a little attitude-y and I'm okay with that. And my sweetness usually comes through as the pain of loving so hard. And so it's not actually sweet. It's still bitter. And I don't do, you know, apple of my eyes. I had a small, you know, apple of your cheeks. And I looked for apples, but I'm not a very fruity person. I do have strawberries and a lot of things, but that's because I love them. All right, so this is your three fingers quenched my thirst just fine. And that's just how you measure whiskey, I'm just saying. Okay, so your three fingers quenched my thirst just fine. And it goes like this. The air tasted different as I noticed that tall drink of water that made me realize I was parched. I knew there was a reason I wore those red pumps with painted jeans that glued eyes to my curves. The matching lipstick on a pout that won't quit made everyone wonder if candied apples were thin. You never broke that electric blue gaze as I melted chocolate in mine. You licked your lips and tasted heat from across the room. The devil's in the details. Tonight, the road is paved with concupiscence. As bodies ascend, hearts, well, they may break just a little, but no one goes hungry as I quench my thirst. End poem.
Wow. Okay. So I started to...
And that was...
Sound clap.
That was my benign one.
Link me the behind-the-scenes version, please. I loaded the SoundCloud. I listened to the beginning, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I want this one for the first time live. I'm going to let Brack comment first. What do you think, Brack?
Oh, man. You know, I've been a fan of hers forever. I think one of the first people on the site that really grabbed my attention. You know, the way she moves is just added bonus to it. But, you know, she's very thoughtful when she uses her metaphors and her words. It always sticks to the theme and carries the thought through with the story. You know, you're talking about three fingers of whiskey, but she gets a tall drink of water in there, you know, which is a common phrase for a person. And then, you know, runs with that from the beginning to kind of set the scene. Really, you know, well orchestrated. it's just you kind of, you know, you leave me tongue tied half the time. I feel like I had three fingers or something. I'm shot. you know, you don't just capture the emotion. You know, you really the situation. It is very visceral when you write for us. You know, you talk about the feeling in the air and the other things around you. You don't just focus on one little thing. You know, you don't get distracted. You really set the scene wonderfully and tell a story in a way that, you know, nobody else really can. It's enviable.
Aw, you're just fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah, I love this one. I love how you talk about the matching lipstick on the pouch that won't quit and tie it into the red pumps, because who doesn't love matching pumps and lipstick on a woman? I thought this was... And then also, you know, tying it into the candies, apples were a sin, that beautiful way. And you were right. You wrote this 2 years ago. It's still as brilliant as if you wrote it yesterday, which I can't say even about my own work. You know, sometimes you get to do your work, you grow as a writer. But this is just as beautiful as you wrote it yesterday. And, you know, the melted chocolate, and you must have really, really candied apples. I mean, that was perfect. I appreciate you taking that time, by the way. And then, of course, you never broke that electric blue gaze. And then tasted the heat from across the room. There were so many. I mean, I could just really repeat all the lines in this, and it's like one of those poems you just cut and paste. You know, like, this was my favorite part, and it get really greedy. I did really love, without going into all that at the beginning, I don't know if I could be as well-behaved as Rack was with his comments on the beginning, but I think that was really quite brilliant. Wonderful play on words, wonderful subtlety, and beautiful sensuality. And, of course, you know, the devil's in the details. It makes me think of, like, the Devil Wears Prada. I've never seen that movie, but I know that she dressed really well, so I don't know. But really,
well, you know,
well.
That goes with that sin that I wear on my lips.
What?
I said the devil goes with that sin that I wear on my lips.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, no one. And this is just so wonderful. I know I literally repeated all the lines. This is just such a treat, and I really appreciate it. It was really, really well done. I love the way you can be subtle yet persistent. I think there's a talent in teetering on that line, and I think you do it very well. Things aren't crass. They're beautiful, like a sachet, a lace, you know, those silk threads. And I like that mystery. I think that's so much better than many other things. So really, really well done.
There's a difference between peekaboo lace and a song.
Okay, one at a time.
Go, Bird.
Ladies,
what are
ladies
you?
First?
You?
I was just going to say.
There's obviously a lag. There's definitely a lag on Blog Talk. Okay, Rack, again, I'm going to shut my pie hole. You do your thing.
Well, she doesn't hit you over the head with it, so you think you're forced to kind of think about it a little bit, and that's how she manages to hold your attention through the whole thing. That's all I was going to say.
Well, that's lovely. It's a whole lot more tasteful than what actually fell in my mouth, which is, you know, there's a difference between peekaboo lace and, you know, a thong. You know, I tend to not go all in your face for the most part, simply because everybody knows how to do their business. I don't need to tell them, you know. But want to know what I'm most excited about? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I'm a little excited. It's the first time in who knows how long that I sounded like me. So woohoo, 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 woohoo. I am so excited because, you know, it's hard to be all out of breath and raspy and sick and just whatever. And you know, people that I haven't talked to in forever or that I never talked to are like, I miss your voice. I'm like, me too. So I'm excited.
Well,
I didn't expect to sound like myself.
Yeah, and I had the SoundCloud all loaded, but I'm like, oh, she's going to read loud. I'm live. I'd rather that. So very excellent. Let me invite on Stephen. I don't know if he heard your poem, but I will ask him. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, and no, I just kind of got here, so all I heard was the, you go first. No, you go first.
I know, they were having a moment there.
All right,
well, thank you, Pretty Bird. Do you have any shows that you want to plug or anything that you want to talk about?
I do. Sunday on our sister channel for the 18 and over crowd is our sensual night, with the topic being light or shadows, you know, however the mood calls you. And then on Tuesday for my Under the Bus, that I am finally back doing that one because I was out of commission for all of September. It is beginning of spooky season, so I want your real-life ghost stories. I am not looking guardian angels. I am not looking for all the sweetness and light. I want scared out of your mind. Things came at you in the shadows. You know, I want your freaky deaky moments that make you think that you're not alone. So, because I like creepy, and it's spooky season, so bring it.
Awesome. All right, so I found someone else here. Hi, AP.
Hello, Sky. Hello, everybody.
How is? See, it wasn't too late. It wasn't too late. All right, here's what we got going on. Pretty, are you hanging for a little bit longer? Or because I want to say goodbye and thank you. Okay, you're staying. Okay, good.
I'll be here.
I'm going to keep you as long as I can. Steven's next, and then I'll drop AP. And then that's where we're going. And Steven got, I thought this one myself, and I'm not as clever as Rack, so I thought it was pretty good. You know, so Steven got, a knit may not always fit, but a wit is not always precursored by a knit. So I'm just going to mute, and it's getting kind of loud in here. I don't know what that is. So, but I see you. Hold on. Darth Vader has come in here. What's happening?
I don't hear it.
Who's got the Darth Vader voice?
Might be me then.
What?
If it's me, I'm
no,
sorry, but I don't. Because I didn't hear it.
No, it wasn't.
It's not you, Steven.
It wasn't. It wasn't you. It was my. Here we go. All right. All right, Steven. Darth Vader has gone back to the ship.
All right, so as to what you suggested, Sky, because my brain is kind of fried from Friday, Saturday night, I went with witty, since the word wit is in that sentence, and this was a witty poem that has only been read once on a very private show, so I figured I'd bring it now. It's a little Walt Disney meets weird science, you see Woody there, and this is how he got his name. It's called... Ever wonder how I got my name? I used to be a loner, had no need for any mate. But one day I got horny, had a need to go and date. But Barbie, she had Ken, and Skipper had him too. Not fair that he had double fun, while my you-know-whats were blue. Rainbow Bright, not interested. Smurfette was just too tired. Princess Leia had her Han, the bionic woman, wired. So I used Andy's computer to create myself a girl, one that would do anything and rock my little world. Ceremonial brassiere on head, hit enter and exclaimed, "Oh, goody." But when I saw how she was dressed, oh, man, I gotta say my name. And
oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna, Rock, what do you think?
I think I'm buying somebody sandpaper for Christmas. Man, that was a cool riff on the name for sure. There's a Pinocchio joke about that and splinters and dates and things. And but I really like your take on it. You know, it made me think of Woody Harrelson actually, because that's the only Woody that I really know. But the Toy Story Woody, that's cool. So now Tom Hanks with a brassiere on his head. There we go.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Rick.
Excellent. I do remember this, and I do love the film Weird Science. I think it's a great 80s film. I think it's just so hilarious. So what do you Rugrats want to do? I just think it is brilliant. I love the way you brought in Andy. What's with you in Toy Story? Maybe this is why I gave it to you. You know, first you're decapitating Andy, he's a zombie, and now you're bringing this in. I don't know. I don't trust you with Toy Story. Tom Hanks, God forbid if I ever bring that to the room, who knows what you're going to do. I thought this was so clever, a clever play on words, and yes, you definitely brought the wit and humor, because there's such suggestion in here, but again, you know, it kind of lining with Pretty Bird's piece as well, you know, not too far on the edge, but yeah, you're getting kind of close there. I think it was funny that I said Darth Vader, because I didn't know which one you brought, so I realized, you know, when you were reading, like, oh, you brought Star Wars right in there, and I was just talking about Darth Vader, so how cool is that? This is just so, so clever, and sometimes I just don't know about you, and I don't think I haven't said that in a while. Very, very good. Very, very good. Definitely brought the wit. Yeah, Pretty Bird.
You know, Toy Story is kind of everybody's coupled up, and you know, when Buzz sees Jesse, his wings go, you know, they get a little extended. I am just putting that out there, so you know, so this works for me, because it just cracks me up. I love the detail of Weird Science, and I love that movie. I do. That first first verse. I was chuckling the whole time. I really, really was, because, you know, his name has always been, you know, a double entendre, but when you put it out there, you know, it's hysterical. It's just too, too funny, and I love how you go through all the little toy girls, like they're just all doing their thing, and I'm just here with the blue, and then jump off, because, you know, science is a good thing. Stay in school. This is awesome.
Thanks, Pretty Bird.
You're welcome.
And AP.
Well, I think this should be on the official Toy Story site, sort of under Wiki. How did the guy get his name? I mean, it's perfect. I've never thought about it before. Not too hard, anyway. But I have now.
Thank you, AP.
Excellent. Thank you. So, Stephen, thank you for bringing that. And I know you have to read and run. So do you want to plug any shows before you call it a night? I mean, I know that mine is next. But
Yeah, I know yours is next tomorrow night, but the next one that Kay and I host is Monday night's Mortuary of Shadows, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and that is Open Dark Poetry. And then Wednesday night is the Poetic Inklings, and we start our year of Edgar Allan Poe, where we'll be bringing Edgar Allan Poe to the room at least once a month, either in the mortuary or then we will start off with The Mask of the Red Death.
Which I reread today, so I'm excited. Now, how is your voice, Stephen? Are you really tired?
I am really tired. What do you need?
Well,
you're
going to
do this.
I might as well.
You're
going to I need you for that.
Okay,
yeah. Right. So my show, while we're just plugging that show, my next show is actually tomorrow night at Poetic Slice of Life at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are doing
the late night double feature picture show by RKO.
It's not what you think, but I love when he does that. We are doing Ghostbusters double feature. So
yay!
You can write to any of the themes. AP's so excited. You can write to any of the themes, characters, quotes, actors, actresses. You could write a poem about ghosts. If really, these shows, I leave them wide open. No homework required, as Deb would like to say. You know, you can feel free to drop pretty much anything remotely involved with Ghostbusters. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited. Go ahead.
No.
Oh,
the
okay.
Ghostbusters.
So,
asking for the key.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow. Thank you, Stephen, again for calling and for helping me plug that. I appreciate. And go get some rest. Get out of here. I know you're tired.
Good night, everybody. Thank you again.
Night.
Night.
Thank you. All right. AP is next. And
yes.
Do you want to put your poem right on the board? You had, this is the one I added, so I don't even think Rack saw this one because I had to add a few because too many people were grabbing some. But
yes.
I was stippling a sunset.
Yes.
Surprise, Rack.
Yes.
Nice.
So I got that, and then I sort of went to look at what stippling meant because I had to do that. Then I found this really nice image, and so I sort of thought, well, why don't I just write something instead because I can, and so I did. So that's how it all sort of works, really. So this is a new poem. Sorry, I know that's not meant to be right, but that's what I've done. Called Stippling the Bay, and it goes a little bit like this. The golden ash of the bay and the ruby burn of the sky, partners reflect his way, the sun burning up high, captured in orange hue towards canary yellow a prize, boat silhouette from dew, while sails clanking plies. Across the vivid ocean, reflecting the colours above, dancing in regular motion a push to a shove, seeks towards pending eve when frame drops upon dark, until then shadows weave, sails billow tight within arc, in poem.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Rack, what do you think?
Yeah, you did an amazing job, AP. I guess it took you all of like 5 minutes to figure out what stippling meant, and you really ran with it. Beautiful. I could see the sunset, the orange hues, the yellows, and putting it on the water was great.
Cute. Thanks, Rick.
Excellent. Yeah, I do enjoy different modes. They call them modes of art. Different, like if you would do a mode like watercolor or stippling, things like that, or you know, they're just considered different modes. And I've always been a really big fan of stippling. I actually even do like they have. It's not true stippling, but I have a whole painting that's done that's not the whole painting is done, but a lot of it is done with Q-tips. So you take Q-tips and you dip the Q-tips in the paint, and then you put it together, and it has that dot. Yeah, it's quite nice when it comes. You got to do the real Q-tips though, because the other one's spray and it's not okay. It makes a mess. But you know, so I've always loved the idea of stippling. So I love that you brought this in here. The golden ash of the bay. I love that because you think of gold, you say gold, and you think of bright and sunny and a very vivid color. But when you offset that with ash, and often and golden isn't always bright and sunny day of just the sun. It has all these different colors that go along with it. So when you say ash right after golden, it makes me think of those deeper, darker tones of gold that have those hues of you know, browns and reds and a little bit, you know, the blacks and the more, I guess I would say, deeper colors of that. And so I absolutely love that you brought it in that way. And then, of course, you know, captured the orange hue towards canary yellow, a prize. I love when people start bringing in things like canary yellow and don't just go straight for the you know, just the colors, but actually these beautiful descriptive colors, precursors, I guess you would say, canary. And then the silhouette of dew, which I also really like because it made me think of, you know, if you took away the picture, it does have kind of wet look. But if you didn't have the picture there, I would still be able to picture that because you're bringing in this overcast of dew to the visuals. And then, of course, the dancing, and I'm taking every stanza, and I promise, pretty bird, I'll leave you something. This is absolutely beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I love what you did with the art. You definitely brought the poem to life.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
And pretty bird, if I didn't steal all the things.
Well, you did, but I love you anyway. It's fine.
And I got the last stanza. I realized I was doing it, so I stopped.
Well, this is just lovely. I am a water baby, and so I have spent a lot of time on the bay here, which is different than the ocean. And it holds light different, and it does have that wonderfully reflective quality because there's just not quite as much motion as it is in the actual ocean when you've got a little alcove or a place where it's a little tighter space. And it does reflect it like fire, and with that little chop to it, it does look like flames, and there's a warmth to it that just holds everything in its grasp, you know? And if you're just going about your day, you don't notice, but I've spent a lot of time kind of looking over the water, and it stuns me every single time. And you captured that feeling, that kind of awe in this poem, and that's not an easy thing to do. And it's not just in the imagery of your words, but there's a certain affection in them, like you really think it's beautiful, and it comes through in the language that you use. So I absolutely appreciated that. And it just took me to my favorite place, which is right on the bay, and kind of wrapped me up in all the sunsets I've seen there. So I think it is quite beautiful.
Thank you, pretty bird. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome.
And AP, thank you for allowing me to interact, to kind of hang out on your spot, and I hope you're feeling better. And I don't know if you want to talk about, you have anything you want to talk about? Are you on tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure if we're on tomorrow. I was going to sort of be asking Hatter and just to see whether we are going to be on or not. I'm sort of, I've got my head sort of vaguely back together, I think. It was a week in hospital, and then takes a little while to recover from that, usually, than it has.
Well, in case you are, what's the topic? I mean, I know what it is, but if you want
it's
to say
treasure.
It.
It's Treasure tomorrow, we think, maybe, Sky, or the week after. So,
maybe. It's the topic. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling, and
Pleasure. And thank you for the prompt. It's got me, you know, here on a, you know, Saturday looking around for pictures on Stippling and took me about 2 seconds to find one I really like. So there you go.
I hope you're enjoying it, yeah. Thank you.
No, it was great. Thanks again. Right. Okay, talk soon. Okay.
Feel better.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
So we've got Kay next. K, and she sent a SoundCloud in. So K wrote,
before you start playing, I'm going to blank out because it's just about 11 and I don't want to leave in the middle of somebody's, you know, somebody's performance because that's rude.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you and your time and your mind.
Oh, well, I absolutely love being here. Thank you. And I wish I could stay, but I've had a day and I'm exhausted. And love you guys. And it was a fun show so far. I'm sure that when I listen to the rest of it, it'll be just as fun. You guys have a wonderful rest of your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
If you want to say hi to Deb, she's... Oh, okay. She's coming. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Beverly.
Hello.
How are you?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Good. We had a pretty good turnout today. Guess people
awesome.
Like the topic. I was going to read Kay next. Are you, how are you on time?
That's fine.
Okay. So Kay gave us a SoundCloud, and she had, I thought, Brack actually came up with this one, the Dazzle Us with Diction. But I thought it would be perfect for Kay, because I always tell her that she has a brilliant diction. And by the way, I wanted to upload the thing, but I wasn't able to. I didn't get in time. I also want to say, again, in case she's listening, happy 3-year anniversary on AP today. So happy anniversary. I put all music over there. All right, let's see. So, Kay. Thank you. You couldn't get it up there, so yeah, that's good. all right, so this is Kay. So here we go.
Monologues of Second Thought Summonations by Kay. He rubs his wings to gild an ocean, flicking his arms to bathe in a dance, tap your graceful silk to twiddle your stems, silent and listening, lilt in your steps, a tongue voiceless as he taps a study of chartreuse and blushing candy apples, papier-mâché rainbows shine in the light, quiver the treble of trembles, and feeling the vibrations. He lingers, scratching surfaces, in captivation of a cylinder cyclonic. As the crumpled leaves crunch against touch, he fades, balanced in festoons, its clusters of white gardenias give a thick, heady scent. The yellow one staining the petals, slates of sterling and ice caps. In the recounter, humming a lull, spinner of yarns, seeking clemency of virtue. There's no whited sulpature, tying appendages, fitment. Tickle the flesh and boons of kin, killing on the lineage. As the ash of the earth weeps its turn, we too must frond. End poem.
Oh, that's brilliant. What do you think, Rat?
She certainly pulled up the diction. That opening verse is absolutely gorgeous. And she had the candy apple in there, too. even when she's not trying to do it, she writes the multiple prompts. she's really good. It's very enjoyable. I like the story that she tells. It's lovely. It's... very eloquent. I mean, we asked addiction, and she really gave it to us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I agree. I knew this one. She was going to be able to blow this one out of the park. You know, when she starts bringing in words like sepulchre, you know, tomb, and then frond, which I didn't know frond, and I know a lot of words that have to do with yeah, I do. I happen to know. I kind of pride myself in my knowing of tree and forest words. Something I think by, you know, and we were having this conversation last night, Rack, by writing those new words over many years, learning new words and always being and writing them in, I think my tree, and I write a lot of tree poems. I write a lot of woods poems in nature. So over the years, I've come to, I guess, get under them under my belt. But I did not know frond, and I'm so excited, the leaf or leaf-like part of a palm or fern. And it's such a, like, it seems like something I should have known. So I'm so excited. I might have to steal that for a poem someday so that I can really embed it in my brain. I think it's going to be embedded, though. This is so brilliant. So the prompt being bring addiction. So when you're, again, bringing in words like that, you're bringing in those two, and then appendages, clemency, all these beautiful left words, not overdone, wonderfully balanced with the language and the storytelling. And of course, there was a lot of alliteration in here, which I also really liked. Where was it? Where there was like a couple of them. And of course, silent listening, lilting your steps. And the thing with that is that there's like this assonance and consonants that kind of plays, because there's a lot of S's in that too. So even though it's not, you know, there is the L alliteration, but there's also the use of a lot of S's in between. So there's this wonderful sachet of language in that as well. My favorite part, Deb, I promise, Deb, I'll leave you something. Deb, I could see her. This is my favorite part. The paper mache rainbow shine. I really love the idea of paper mache rainbows. Oh, I don't. She's crying. I stole it. All right, you can say it again.
Stamp her right in the heart.
I'm sorry. It's a really good line. I'll move on from that. I won't say anything else about that part. But again, she brings in this beautiful, beautiful story. And then, of course, at the end, you know, can I steal the end, too? I'm going to steal the end, too. I already did, because I already said fond. The ash of the earth weeps its turn. And I think there's a wonderful journey, and I guess you would say changing of seasons. And, you know, having and I said this earlier, too, change could be a good thing. And when she says the earth weeps, the images of the beautiful leaves falling to the ground, I think it's a wonderful metaphor. You know, you often hear the sky weeps because it's water, but I don't know if I've ever heard of the trees weeping or like the, you know, the earth weeping those colorful leaves, which I think is what she's trying to say there. So I think that was quite creative and really well done. Deb, don't hate me. What do you think?
Never.
Deb is very fond of you.
I know.
Very fond of you, too. And like, I can't really complain because I have a tendency to let my enthusiasm lead me to a path where I steal all the lines, too. So I grasp the concept that the payback is a biatch, just saying. But I really don't care because paper mache rainbows shine in the light, quiver the treble of trebles, and feeling the vibrations, he lingers, scratching surfaces in captivation of a cylinder salonic. I was like, wow. And couple that with the way her voice was, there was, I don't even know how to what is the adjective for her voice? There was a, I know sensual is the wrong word, but it was just like there were undertones in some of the spots, and there was a couple different places where you could go in different directions. But I absolutely love Paper Mache Rainbow Shine and Light. That's why I moaned like a little girl when you took my line. So, but the poem is awesome, really awesome, and an excellent recording.
And might I just say, congratulations on your well-deserved 4 days ago front page pick.
Yeah.
Definitely well-deserved. This is wonderful, Kay. Thank you so much for dropping it tonight. I'm glad, and it's going on my recommendation list, you know, a.k.a. the list of Kay. I have like a 900 recommendations, but I don't know. I don't know where else to put them. You know, they stay up on my front page for a little while, and they eventually get filtered down. But brilliant. Thank you so much again. And how are you, Deb?
I am.
Going to talk about some of your favorite things. I am going to talk about you. So do you want to hear a funny story about your prompt?
Sure.
Okay. So this was like, what do you always say to me? You're a Gemini and you can't ever pick one thing. So
absolutely.
I was like, this might be torture for her, Rack. I'm like, because she has a lot of favorite things. This one was very intentional. So I hope you loved it.
No, I was thrilled. It was just like, okay, because usually when I'm discussing that, there's a different rating on the show. So I was pleased to have a PG-13 one as well that I kind of liked. It all worked out.
Well, you're on the board, and you're welcome to read.
Okay, let me find the board because my page is hopping. There we go. Okay, so this is called Things That Tug All Heartstrings. And here we go. Seagulls on beaches and butterfly kisses. Pink-purple landscapes and dandelion wishes. Lassie and Flipper and blackbirds that sing. Cowboys, sports cars, cricket violin strings. Palms with coffee, gray cats, collies, poodles. Butterscotch milkshakes and cheddar cheese doodles. Musk candles, crayons, red licorice strings. Wind chimes and lilacs, football, fairy wings. Clouds on the landscape and lightning bolt flashes. Shells on sand dunes that the blue ocean splashes. Rock and roll songs and riffs on guitar strings. All spark the grins that yank all my heartstrings. And boom.
Oh, I loved it. What do you think, Rack?
I there's a bit of tension there, you know, as fellow poets and whatnot, when we hear you going through it, we keep waiting for you to hit the other half of the rhyme, and you didn't say it once. So I thought that was brilliant. I guess it's also bad form to use the title, to repeat the title, except, you know, when it's like the centerpiece. So, anyway, sorry. I really like the rhyme of it, though, and you know, you hit on all the things that, you know, you find beautiful. So it was a good excuse to soapbox a lot of what you enjoy. So anyone that's trying to get to know you, this is a good poem for them.
Cool. Thank you. I think I asked Lady A to sing it for me last time because like it is seagulls and beaches and butterfly kisses. So, but it was like, I wasn't going to make any ears bleed tonight, so I figured I would just read it. But it was fun to write, and I'm pretty sure I have a one from another room as well. So.
You very much
fun
has
song
a
to try to
song.
Write to, just saying.
You're going to have to link me that poem because I want to read it. I love Sound of Music. I have Sound of Music, the album, on vinyl. I've always loved it. So as soon as this came up, it doesn't matter if you were singing it or not. As you were speaking, I was hearing that music, that beat. I could hear it. I could hear it because you matched up the stanzas so well with the breaks. So even though it was spoken, it was definitely still very lyrical and beautiful. First of all, I love that you brought in I can see all these things, these butterfly, the pink and purple landscapes, of course, the beaches. Often in work, I've seen a couple cowboy poems, again, probably perhaps for other rooms. And what I really loved too was the I remember that poem about the cowboy. But the part where you talk about poems with coffee, because one, I love coffee, and two, I love poems. But I know a lot of people on here sit down, read and enjoy other people's poetry, write their poetry, and I can just kind of picture you sitting there and drinking, sipping coffee at all hours of the night, because I know that you drink it even at 11, and we know I can't do that because it's too much. I have coffee and I can't. I love coffee. I have it in the morning, but I can't be drinking it all day. I switched to decaf tea because I would not be able to handle that. Sometimes I do, and then I come on the show, and you're like, what is wrong with this woman? Oh, she had coffee late at night. this is just – but I can picture you, because you always say too, you're like, I got to go make a coffee. And I'm like, Deb, it's like 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, yeah, it's the perfect time. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be up all night. So I definitely see that too. I just really love – what I love about it is that through the thing that you get when you read people constantly, if you have a favorite poet, like in a book, and you get all their books, you can start linking some of their books to the other books, to something they said or lines. And it's like that on AP. So if you follow certain poets and you read a lot of their work, you learn a lot about them. So when you were reading, I'm like, oh, I remember this time, and she did bring in that stuff, and she brought in that stuff. Oh, and she brought that. I'm gonna bring her over to the hairless cat place. You know, and there's just so many things that I could see that I was like, oh yeah, she did do that. She did this, and she loved that time. And I liked being able to do that as you read. So really, really well done. And again, I love this song. So you did a great job with this. And you wrote it a year ago. Scavenging hunting. Thank you. And don't forget to link me that other poem.
This was fun, though. You should keep it in your pocket for another time that there's an empty slot and you're available.
I actually am, because doing the impromptu down the tube is just too much for people. I learned that last time, and it's just too much, too last minute with that. And as I told Raconteur, I refuse to do open poetry.
Well, no, it's really, really cool, because it still gives people a chance to go dig in their poems and bring out something that maybe didn't get heard much or they would just like to share again, but with a theme. So I think it was absolutely brilliant, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I was like, how can I use Rack's wit? And he's just so good with words and turn of phrases. So I was like, all right, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, I was looking at some of the other people's line that they were given and stuff, and it was some really, really great stuff there. I'm actually sitting here looking forward to another one, so whenever that might be, but that's a good thing. Leave them wanting more.
Whenever it racks up to it, yeah, this was a lot of fun. And Rack and I had a lot of fun. We were on the phone, and I seen your message, and I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing tomorrow night? I'll do it if you do it. Do you want to do it? And he's like, well, I'll do it if you do it. I'm like, well, I won't do it if you do it with me because I don't want to be alone. And he's like, all right, we'll do it together. I'm like, okay. And then the poor guy had to, you know, and I told him, I said, this is why I don't collab poems with people. This poor guy was like, I'm like, no. And he's like, I don't know. Not like, I swear.
Mine's just complaining about nothing. there was no problem with it because, you know, the way my mind works, I need someone to kind of rein me in. So, you know, if you leave me alone with that thought and you don't say no, I'll be like, you know, so far out in left field, you'll never see me again. So, you know, it's better that you say no than you let me run amok.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad my controlling
true.
Self fits well.
But that could be fun.
So, Deb, do you want to talk? I'm excited. And, hey, this red one isn't the one with the D&D. The other red one is the D&D. This is the one that has the ashes going by on this bench, which I'm super excited about. And I didn't write to yet because I actually wrote to the mirror poem already, if you believe it or not. I kicked that right out.
I don't read them ahead of time, but I did notice that you put the link up. And I remembered the comment when I told you that I had thought you might pick something else. So now I'm really intrigued and I'm looking
forward
to that. Yeah, I
did that. I'm a different one.
But I don't wait. Tomorrow is the one with the chick on the bench that I said. I thought you said she was for D&D.
No, the other one was. The one with the bluish skin. The chick on the bench.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure out how you were going to put this
disintegrating chick into D&D, because I don't know how long she would last you if she's blowing down the street. But anyway, too cool.
No, it wasn't that one. But you want to tell us about that show, though?
Huh?
Do you want to tell us about that show?
Oh, yes. Monday is a show at 10 p.m. Eastern, and the topic is the color red, as well as a 6-crayon choice from a color crayon word bank. It's one of the last couple that have color word banks because I'm going to ease our way into textures and stuff like that next. See if we can go with that. So I am really looking forward to this because you guys are always so creative, and I'm always in awe, and I always wind up saving so many poems on Mondays. That I guess that's what happens when you hang around with top-of-the-line poets. But these pictures, the different variety and the stuff that it pulls from everybody is always impressive. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm always super excited that the topic is such a hit and that everybody enjoys writing poetry to it, and gotta try to keep it up a little bit for variety because of that Gemini thing that Sky mentioned earlier. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to Monday, and I don't know for sure about tomorrow because Hatter hasn't been feeling good the last couple of days, and I don't know if he can make it through a show, so we will see. And
AP did mention maybe treasure. So AP was there.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, because the treasure is up there, and I know it's, you know, we canceled it 2 weeks in a row for one health issue or another. So if they're up for it, I'm there too. So stay tuned.
Before I get started on the topic.
Yeah, that would be 11 p.m. I'll have to check with them, you know, like midday tomorrow and see if they are or aren't up to it at the time because when you're dealing with health stuff, changes drastically from one minute to another sometimes.
Well, I have to say I do love those personal prompts and They're quite brilliant. And I loved going through and checking out. I actually really love that one on a bench. I say that about everyone. I really enjoy them. I just really, really enjoy them. And I've been good. I haven't given you an IOU.
I'm really, really thrilled. it makes it, well, you know, when people react well to what you put up there, it makes it worthwhile to do the work that goes with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I try to bring in the likes of the people around me, like a little teaser, just real quick. For example, I have my show made up for like the rest of the year. And one that I think that Sky might have a really fun time with is potions. And I've got all these amazing bottles, and you're going to have to tell me what kind of potion's in the bottle and what it does.
Oh.
Is it good, bad, you know, that kind of stuff. This one will be a while because I don't want to put too many reds at the same time, but I've got the Lady in Red show, the song, and a bunch of different ladies in red is the prompt. I have some dark art from Anthony Clarkson. I got some more from Ciro Marchetti coming up. I've got the Halloween costume party, but that'll be put up shortly. I got Wonderland prompts. I've got Wizard of Oz prompts. I've got Lighthouse. And I have an assignment show. And I think that might have just covered the rest of the year real quick. But anyway, so yeah, I'm a little prepared. But I'm just debating on where to go. I have to do the Halloween right after the witches, because, of course, it's Halloween week. And then I had already put out the stuff for November and then found these amazing bottles. So maybe I'll find a way to work the potions into November. We shall see. Did any of those sound more inviting than the last? Like, is there one that you would say, oh, no, do that one? Is it potions?
The one? I like the potions and the lighthouses that you mentioned. Those were, I was like, ooh, yeah. And I like the idea of texture. So I like those ideas. But I'm very excited about the potions. I've got some thoughts about that. But you know what, though, Deb? I'm going to tell you, I felt a little crazy because I was just talking to Rack about this last night, and I said I have all my topic boards all done for the whole year for Poetic. They're all built. I have all the music for them. And they're all organized, and they're all ready to go in my own. I have my own working space, my own group that I do all the topics in that only I'm in.
Yeah, you had
because
mentioned
I do
that before. Now, I'm not quite that organized. Mine are strewed through my drafts, but they all have the word show in capital letters at the heading of the thing so that I can just look for the word show real quick and then see where I want to go. So
three different.
You're a teensy bit more neurotic than I.
you're not far from me. So I know I don't have to feel so bad. Oh, I know you're there, Hatter. I know. But I had to tell her one thing before I let you in. But I have to tell you a secret. I know Hatter's going to be like, hey, so hold on 1 minute.
You have to tell me a secret in front of 53 countries.
yes, I want to tell you a secret. I have too many ideas. So storyboards, D&D, will be every other month. And then the months that we don't do the storyboards, D&D will be the special edition so that I can stop overwhelming you guys. Because I will be introducing another series, but I'm not going to tell you what that series is. You'll have to wait till January. No, I don't think this one's going to be.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's let this guy before he yells at me. I had her.
Hey, how's it going, Hat?
Oh, a little better.
How are you?
Better.
Good.
Fine.
Oh, we were just talking about our show.
So, I know you were talking about how neurotic we are. Don't let her fool you.
No. I'm going to show you that I'm more mental than all of you. She mentioned the bottles, the potions.
Potion.
Tell me what movie this is from. The chalice in the palace has the pellet with the poison. The flagon with the dragon has the brew that is true.
Lord, court jester or something with Danny Kaye.
Yes.
I'm thinking about the potion, the dragon potion song from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
And then they broke the chalice in the palace.
the chalice with the palace is the brew that is true. The flagon with the dragon.
The pellet with the poison's in the chalice in the palace, and the flagon with the dragon has the brew that is true. But then they broke the flagon, I think, and then they replaced it with I forget what they replaced it with, but.
It's great. We're both trying to recite the poem on the way up.
I do know, Hatter, you might not have much time, but I wanted to get Heavenly Angel read. And before I lose Deb, can I use your voice, Deb?
I would love to read the angel.
Okay. Oh, and she had, hold on, Angel had, she had the notes one, which I was excited about. Hold on. Gathering notes, stay on key. So that was her prompt. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I was talking on my mute button.
Okay,
this is called Play Me by Heavenly Angel. Here we go. I have waited a lifetime for you. I grew so tired of playing games with those not willing to commit, to be loyal, faithful, and true. Fate, destiny brought me to you, weaving a silky soft tapestry of love, songs you play beautiful notes deep within my soul. Play them again. I'll be your piano, be the guitar you strum. Maestro, play your notes and poems.
Brilliant. And you read, so you get to be the first to comment.
Well, I think that this is an excellent brevity with declaration and passion and weaving a silky soft tapestry of love songs. You play beautiful notes. Within my soul. I like that, but I love the ending. Play them again. I'll be your piano. I'll be the guitar you strum. Maestro, play your notes. I love how she ended it. And it's always an honor to read for her. And I was looking here. This is a front page pick, and it's a triple award winner. And it's about to go on my list, too, so it's a multiple list poem. Bravo.
Yeah, excellent. And Bracken Tour.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. I love the opening thought of, you know, I waited a lifetime. That's a common theme when it comes to looking for love, I think, because, you know, when you find it and you get that feeling, it's one of those things that, you know, the world looks different. Everything smells different, sounds different, tastes different. And, you know, to apply that to music and the notes and being the instrument, you know, that dual meaning of that plays wonderfully to the words that she used as well, the thought of that.
you know, it's just one of those things that you kind of want to be drifted away and be a part of. It's beautiful.
Excellent. Yeah, I love this one, and I'm so glad you mentioned the front page picture because I was looking at that too. She's got 33 of them. This is so beautiful. She wrote it 8 months ago, so she definitely went scavenge hunting. And I love, you know, I grew so tired of playing games with those not willing to commit to be loyal, faithful, and true. And I definitely, there are those times when we just feel like we're waiting for that right person to come along. And it does get tiring, you know, going down all those wrong paths and being disappointed. And then it is like music to the ears, I guess we would say, when you do find that perfect melody with someone else. And I'll be your guitar, your strum, maestro, playing your notes. There's a beautiful intimacy in music and writing. And, you know, people that do collab together or couples that are able to collaborate together in music and in different forms of art, whether even if it's painting or poetry, I always think there's a type of intimacy there that there's something special about it. So I love that she put that metaphor in, because I truly believe that when people collaborate, when couples collaborate in pieces, there is definitely, and even when you view it as a listener, or a viewer while reading, you can see that intimacy, that melding of mind so beautifully. And Angel, you did this absolutely stunning. And I thank you for writing and for taking on a challenge. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing that you just said. The mutual passions, you know, the two people can share the challenge. I wonder what that was like. Really good.
Thank you, Hatter. And Hatter, how much time do you have? What are you doing tonight?
I'm fading fast is what's going on.
Okay. All right. You've got, so I saved one for you in case you were going to grab it, because I thought you would be brilliant on this one. So when I was handing them out, I held this one back, and I was hoping you were going to put your name down. So Hatter got, let's see, where is it? He got Hickory Dickory Dock, Rhyme About a Clock, which is Raconteur's brilliant mind. That was Raconteur, so you can thank his brilliant mind there.
No, I searched.
Thank
one,
you,
Rack,
brilliant
keyword,
mind.
Keyword. Yeah, I searched for a couple keywords, and what came up was a huge list. And I think there was some better, right, than the one I chose, but this one I think pertains the most to the Hickory Dickory Dock. I don't know. And it's, did you hear of Mice and Men? Did you hear the tales of mice and men to tear it down and start again? Two means twice, moose to mount, silently guarding Wundervan. Hold means held, fall means felled. Why can't you understand? Remember to breathe, it's just you and me. I'm running out of time. Please tell me, please, it was you or me that remembered you were not mine. Though it seemed instead of my dreams, with no one there to tell, to break this habit by thee, dear Alice, it does not suit me well. I know, sort of rough.
That's right on topic with what we offered you. You know, you've got the time, you've got the clock, you've got the mouse, which wasn't part of the quote, but, you know, it was something that was supposed to be one of the outs, that if you got stuck on trying to find something, because, you know, Hickory Dickory Dock is the rest of that nursery rhyme, the mouse ran up the clock. So to tie in mice and men to that, was great.
you know, and then, you know, you mentioned time in there and everything else, and I mean, it was fantastic. You really did a great job staying on prompt with something, you know, as abstract as what we were offering, because, you know, we didn't want to try and pigeonhole someone into something that was just too specific that they were going to be sitting in and not be able to find anything. But at the same time, we wanted to give, you know, a little flexibility about, you know, what you were going to try and talk, what you were able to talk about. You did a great job with that. You picked a great one. That was perfect.
Thank you. And I'm changing the word in there. It's going to change the whole damn thing.
You know, it matters if you're happy with it. People could tell you a poem is brilliant, but it really matters if you're happy with it. And some poems I've tweaked several times. I have some poems, I always keep my original version, but I have some poems that I've rewritten 3 or 4 times. I do keep the original, but every once, like a couple of years later, I might look back and I say, oh, you know, now that I'm looking at this again, I want to add a couple things. But again, I always keep the original. And it doesn't mean that your original one was bad. It means that if you're not happy with it, that's what matters. I personally think this is quite brilliant. I really love this. I do like the part that Rack actually brought in. I like how you bring in two means twice, moose to mice, silently guarding Wonderland. I love how you brought it in here because it was magical and it was fantastical, bringing in the storyline of Wonderland, but also bringing in Of Mice and Men. So you're bringing in two great works of literature. You're tying them together. You're creating your own story with great rhyme and questions. And I love when people put in questions and poems. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I just think it's so brilliant because I feel like when people write questions into poem, like they're asking me personally, and it brings me more into the piece where I feel like I'm involved. You know, why can't you understand? And then I ask myself, well, why can't I understand? You know, like I don't know. It's like a conversation almost. So I like when people do it. And then, you know, the Remembrance of Breathe, it's just you and me. And I think we all got to remember and breathe sometimes. That's important in life. And then you bring Alice back in here, you know, to break the habit, I need dear Alice. So it was very Hattery. It was very whimsical and with the rhyme and rhythm and just a little touch of crazy, like the Mad Hatter has wonderfully adept to him. I think he's such a great character, and I think you write well in his zone and genre and the fantasy in it and being able to bring in, actually you brought in three literature works of literature because you got Of Mice and Men, and then of course you got the Hickory Dickory rhyme, and then you've got Wonderland. So quite brilliant, really, really well done. Seb, what do you think?
Well, I think as usual, this is another one where you can just read it and it's almost sing-songy, and I think I even read it for you last time, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not positive on that. And I had to step away from the room, so I can't even quote the line I was going to quote. No, it stopped. There was something going on out front, and I didn't want to ruin the sound, but it stopped. So let me go and back to the page. Here I am. Okay. For one, I like that the title is a question. Did you hear of the tale? Did you hear of Mice and Men? But towards the end, remember to breathe. It's just you and me. I'm running out of time. Tell me, please, was it you or me that remembered that you were not mine? Though it seems inside my dreams with no there to tell, to break the habit, I need dear Alice. It does not suit me well. And it's like another gut-wrenching marshmallow, Hatter likes to make the girls cry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. And that comment before, too, I meant to say, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have... Okay, so I do have one more. I'm going to have to look. So I gave out Gonzo a prompt, but he replied in my PM messages, which tends to get a lot. So why don't I do? Oh, I see it. Gonzo, I got you. I got you, my man. Just give me a minute. I thought he didn't, I'm like, he did ask for a prompt. It's not like he could ask for one and not take it. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, oh, I listened to this. I just happened to be on his YouTube page earlier. That's why I liked it, Gonzo. I was literally just stalking your YouTube, and I actually listened to this earlier. I didn't realize it was for myself. All right, let me get that in the studio, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this brevity. If we run out of time, I could just pull mine out. It's fine. But we've got, let me read this, and then while I'm loading, could you get comments, Rackenthor? And Hatter, just so you know, thank you very much for calling in and taking a prompt. And I hope you're feeling better, my friend. Alright, this is Vampira by Potency, I think. Oh, Potency.
Potency.
Oh, she called over early. She's very nice. She's very nice. She's very nice. So Vampira by Potency. Constantly yearning for the moon's radiant glow, time to suck your blood. And this was a trick-or-treat one. She got the trick-or-treat. So, Rack, if you would be so kind to run comments so I could get this in the studio.
Wow, I didn't realize that was it. beautiful brevity. it's kind of hard to comment on something and when your comment ends up being longer than the poem sometimes. But, you know, the idea of the vampire and trick-or-treat goes well together. We got the trick, I guess. Deb, what'd you think?
Deb left. Had to go.
So that leaves...
We've got me.
I guess I could call on Hatter. Well, since you're busy over there, I'm not going to call you on you right away. Hatter, can you comment for Potency?
Are you going to have to pass me this time?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
No, don't apologize.
Okay.
The ending kind of snuck up on me, too, but it was short enough that it was like, you know, well, here we go. What'd you think, Sky?
I thought it was great. And, you know, I love the idea because she brought in vampires. So she kept in a theme of Halloween, which when someone says trick or treat to me, I definitely think Halloween. So I think costumes. So, you know, when you see, all these little trick or treaters coming out to your house and they do dress up as vampires. So that's what I think of. I think of that she took that trick or treat and you think that you're gonna go up to the door, right? And you're gonna say, you think it's a treat, and then what happens if it's a real vampire and they suck your blood? Like, isn't that a terrible turn?
Yep.
So that's what I think of. I really think that's where she did it, because she had messaged me and she's like, well, how do I go about this? And I was like, oh, you can be. So that's what I think she did. I think you're just opening the door for some little trick or treater, and lo and behold, you're in for a surprise with the real thing. So I think that's pretty clever.
Yeah, she did a good job with it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I was picturing the Charlie Brown episode. I got a rock.
All right, thank you again. And I got Gonzo loading in the studio. Gonzo, I do apologize, and we're going to fix that right up. If you just want to reply on the topic board, my friend, sometimes when people message me privately, I get I lose messages. I get a lot of messages, and I was commenting a lot today, too. All right, so I'm excited, and I actually heard this one, like I said earlier, because I happened to just be stalking his YouTube page. So I did happen to read this, well, to listen to it earlier, so that's pretty funny. Thank you, Hatter, for calling in. Okay, let's see. Are you ready? That's a good one.
Go for it.
All right. Oh, I'm about to press it on. I'm about to press it on YouTube. Let's see. Okay.
I asked for time and distance, even against your own insistence. That moment I knew it was doomed to end. In between the lines of horoscopes and vinyls, heeding the fine signs, I fled. Minor indiscretions, mutual language of deception, wise goodbyes lingering left unsaid. Alarm bells alert, breached emotional wall, towards the goal of an empty thought, and nothing more at all. Pretty escapades, with the darker of the shades, flying trades on lesson men, time and space combined, erasing earth to reach sublime. Perhaps then.
Oh, I love his SoundCloud. They make me so happy.
I guess he wrote to the time flies and fruit flies.
Yes, which I thought I was worried about that one because it seemed a little hard to me, but I know Gonzo is very good at taking. This guy has written, I've listened to so many of his works and his creative works, and he has such a wealth
creative
of genres.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah, and able to take not things at face value, but like, you know how we were talking about metaphor and taking things out of context while keeping it related to the context. So I was a little worried about handing that one out, but I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to, just like I gave that one specifically to Pretty Bird because I thought it was maybe a little on the harder side, I thought that he was going to be able to run with this one where he wasn't going to make it about the fruit flies, but actually have like something existential, like, you know, something like this. So I'm quite happy with it. But I'll let you comment first. What do you think?
That's exactly where I was kind of going with it. The opening line set the stage for me. I wish I could quote it. It was beautiful. You know, the time and circumstances. That's two words that kind of go well together and really set up the thought for you know, the existential being of when you explore the idea of time. So I really appreciated that, and you know, like you said, from what I know of what I've heard of Gonzo, he's very creative. I'm glad he got that one too. I really appreciated the piece, the music in the background. You know, it's a little I won't say abstract for the thought, but it set a nice mood. I think someone you know. Constructing the production of the piece or whatever, I don't know that would always be, you know, if that would be the first choice or not. But you know, it definitely fits. It was wonderful, almost zen, and gave it a different kind of a feeling. I think, you know, the lightheartedness of it.
Yeah, all of his YouTube. So he has a YouTube page, so anybody who's listening should definitely check out his YouTube page. They all sound different. They're all unique, and that's what I like about them. They're not just a voiceover. They're actually, like, they're different. They're theatrical. They're interesting. And the language and the poetry is also really good. I mean, because you can have, say, productions all you want, but if the base of your work, if the backbone of your work isn't there, then you're, then it doesn't matter how much production you have. But his backbone is always there in his work, so it makes it that much better. I really like this one. I like the in between the lines of horoscope, the vinyl heading, the fine signs I fled. I love this. I mean, it speaks about time. Wise goodbyes lingering left unsaid. So thinking of in the past, so he played on that idea of time and how it sometimes can elude us. And again, you know, when the darker of the shades playing trades on lesser men, and sometimes it does feel like time does play a little bit of a game with us. And again, if time, space combined, earth and each sublime, perhaps then. So, I mean, yes, you can take it personally, one-to-one person, but you could also think of it, you know, in a more, you know, society, systemic kind of way, not just affecting one individual, you know, and I like that. I like that you can see it in the perspective as it's just affecting you, but really the piece can be seen in a different way where it's affecting everybody. So I really enjoyed that. Oh, he did this one 5 months ago, so he really did go digging in for a thing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah. I would definitely tell anyone who's listening to go, we are all gone, so check out his YouTube page because it's pretty cool. I was moseying around down there today, so I went down the tube with Gonzo. thank you so much, Gonzo, for giving this in the SoundCloud, of course. Always brilliant. All right. Okay, we have got me and you. So we have 9 minutes, and I'm excited to hear your poem. I did save us for last, but it's okay. Sorry.
Mine's appropriate.
I'm not worried about getting comments behind, so I'm not worried about that. So, but I'm sorry. You'll only get me, but it's a private audience. So.
That's fine.
Live. All right, stop you just in case we go over, but I don't know if we will. But
I doubt it. I'm only 132 words.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends how long my comment is. It should be 9 minutes. Raconteur, you want to get a cup of coffee, so. And that's only because I like the way you say coffee. So that's why I picked that one, by the way. So I hope you better have a sip of coffee in here. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to grab a coffee sometime? By Raconteur. An opal moon meanders over the horizon, watching the lemon drop sun kiss the sky. Flowers shower in morning dew. As songbirds sing serenades that make me cry. My day begins with a cup of coffee, which is usually a solitary act. Today, I'll share time with a friend and enjoy the beauty and intellect my life sorely lacked. Something seemingly negligible as time and companionship is priceless. Especially if I can run around like a child in the playground of our minds. The promise of coffee may be what brought us together, but there were untold treasures hidden within the grinds. During moments of weakness, my heart weeps for more, drawn helplessly to her flame, swearing she's not the cause of my tachycardia. She insists the caffeine should take all of the blame. End poem.
I like that. Oh, unless end poem. I've jumped in too soon. I love the tachycardia at the end. This is a beautiful piece. We'll start right at the beginning. The opal moon meandered over the horizon, watching the lemon drop sun kiss the sky. Flowers shower the morning dew. As songbirds sing serenades that make me cry. I really, really love that. That's really beautiful poetry, Rack. That's Mahalia, my favorite stanza. And, you know, you wouldn't think that uneven lines would blend together so well. But the beats of it matter, and that's what it is. I know that everybody just loves even lines, but, you know, if you got to go with the flow. And that was so beautiful, the catch rhyme one. And then, of course, this anticipate, you know, today I'll share time with a friend. That was quite beautiful, looking forward. Intellect and sorely lacked, I thought that was really beautiful and giving. And I think that we all have, when we can have different friendships and different relationships than other people and have those places that we can look forward to and that make our days brighter, it's a quite beautiful thing. And this one was beautiful, Rex. And you did say cost. So I'm actually excited.
Several times, yes.
I know. That's why I picked that one. I'm serious. I was like, how do I get back to say coffee? So brilliant, brilliant.
I probably said it three different ways in the poem, too. Coffee, coffee, coffee.
And also the treasures hidden within the grime. I also like how you brought in those coffee terms, too, and then about the caffeine. Sometimes.
I could have played with it and made it more romantic, but, you know, I kept it a little light.
I thought it was perfect. It was perfect. So thank you. I'm sorry I can't get you more comments, but it was brilliant.
But just by posting it, I get more comments. Hopefully someone else will
find it
and say something.
What I'm going to do... I am gonna pull mine out so that we don't go over. Let's do this. Okay. And I am going to say I have to go back to the thing, and I won't delete the topic board. I know you don't like it because you like to go back. So I won't delete it. But let me know when I can delete it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Laughing Soul, Heavenly Angel. Naomi, Sarah, Kay, Potency, Pretty Bird, Steven 76, Hatter, AP, Rack, and We Are All Gonzo for all calling in and all writing, and I think this was a brilliant impromptu show.
And thank you, Deb.
I did say Deb.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll thank her twice because she let us do it. She let us have a spot. Thank you for doing the show with me because I wasn't going to do it if you didn't do it. I was like, all right, I'll do it if you do it. Are you excited about our closing song?
Yes, I am.
I love the music. It's actually one of my favorite parts of picking out, of doing the show, because I get to pick out the music. I really like it. All right.
Awesome.
It is Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms. And the song was a tragic story of Gin Blossom guitarist Hopkins, who wrote Hey Jealousy about his old girlfriend who he was trying to reconcile with. The song dates back to 1989 when the band included in their album Dust released in a small Arizona label, San Jacinto Records. They built up a following in the Phoenix area, but struggled until Hey Jealousy got the attention of A&M Records, which signed the band in early 1992. They recorded their first album with the label New Miserable Experience, included new versions of some of their dusted tracks, including Hey Jealousy. So I hope you enjoyed that information. We will be closing out to listeners in about 40 seconds, but you can enjoy at least some of the music. So here we go. And I'm not going to read mine live, but if anybody is listening to playback and they want to read it, that's going to stay up for a little while till Rack has time to go through it. So I'm more than welcome to check it out if the first I love Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Paradise, which I thought was really clever. But Rack, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I would have liked to hear yours, but you're welcome.
I said you can call me and I'll read it to you.
All right, I can't complain about that.
There you go. Thank you, everyone, again, and thank you, Rack. I had a blast. This is a really fun show idea. I think we came up with a good show, so thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.